So we'll learn Leilei Nishmas. My grandmother's third yard site is this week. Chana Bas Rav Meir Avram, Auschwitz survivor, Bergen-Belsen, who lost over 50 members of her family in the camps and in the war, and came over and started a whole new life. And Baruch Hashem built up a family of Torah and Shomrei Torah and mitzvahs. Should be a new way for a neshama. So the issue is you have Hatzalah people who go do amazing work on Shabbos. They run to Hatzalah call, and now they go outside the Tchum Shabbos. Now what happens? Are they stuck there? Can they come back? What can they bring with them? So we have to deal with the issue. So Shulchan Aruch on Taf Zayin says that someone who leaves the Tchum Shabbos with permission, and the Shulchan Aruch gives a couple of examples, like a midwife, or we could fill in a Hatzalah individual, Yeshua Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. That person can only go now 2,000 Amos in any way, but also Makom Shigyalo. So in other words, you take someone to Booth, then you're stuck in the 2,000 Amos from Booth each way. In other words, if Booth is still in the city, it's not a good example. So you have to do a Catskills. You know, it's easier to do the country. So I don't know, you take someone to get one of the hospitals, Ellenville, Harris, right? So you take someone to one of those hospitals, and now you're in the middle. You clearly went outside your tchum, because you drove a couple of miles, let's say, for sure. Here to the city, okay. Here to the emergency room, okay, whatever. It's really, see, the Catskills are easier because you're for sure there's no cities and you're going from tchum to tchum. So you go outside your tchum by driving a mile or two, three, five, 10 miles. You go outside of the tchum. Now you're stuck in the hospital that you go to. You can only go 2,000 amos each way. Now, that is the basic halacha. However, if you only go, let's say, 1,500 amas outside of, in other words, here's, I'm over here, and instead I'm allowed to go 2,000 each way, but I only go 1,500 amas one way. So that new place then does not become my new area, because since it's within 2,000 amas, I can go back to my old place, and I could even go 2,000 amas in the other direction. So that is the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The question is let's say I go 11 mil. Now, 11 mil is about 11 kilometers. So what is that? 7 miles, give or take. Right? So I drive to the hospital, and the hospital now, as I saw, man, is 7 miles. So now already we're talking about, North Shore may be different because it's within this, there may be city. You're not going to have to go 7 miles outside the city. So 7 may be a little bit confusing. Right, the question is, where does the city break? Do the Catskills, it's much easier. Catskills is easier, just easier. You go. There's definitely a break of houses, so you go 7 miles outside, 50 miles. You can't see a house for at all. So now you do 7 miles there, so now you've gone about 11 and a half, let's say. So now you're running into other issues, because Midoraisa, according to many Rishonim, 12 mil, about 7, 8, whatever, 12 kilometers, which is about 7, 8 miles, give or take, whatever it is. So that is the Araisa, according to many. Tchum Shabbos, as we started a few weeks ago, could be the Rabbanan, according to most poskim. But once you already get into the 12 mil, 7, 8 miles, talking about the Araisa. So now already, Mishmir Shabbos Kochas says he's not 100% sure. If, let's say, you go 11 and a half out of a 12 mil in terms of your driving, do you still get 2,000 amas each way from the place that you are? Or in that further direction, can you only go 500, whatever the numbers are, to go 11 and a half mil? Now can you only go up to 12 mil? You can't go 2,000 amas in each direction because you're stuck at 12 mil. That is what the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says. He is not sure. But now you're all looking at me like this whole thing doesn't apply, because we know there's a special heter that etiru sofa mishum tchilasan, that because we know that if you don't allow Hatzalah guys to come back, they ain't going to go in the first place. As altruistic as they are, if they're going to be stuck, they're going to make believe, chas v'shalom, that they don't hear their radio. And all of a sudden, it could cause a tremendous kitrug, horrible, things could befall us if all the Hatzalah men don't run. So therefore, the halach is, they're allowed to come back for the most part, especially if someone else is doing the driving, but that's a whole separate discussion in itself, especially. We Basque, and then for many situations, they can drive back, especially because they're needed here. And then there may be more calls that they have to go on, especially if they have an ambulance, and there's only a few ambulances in the town. So therefore, they can drive back. The question is, can they also drive back outside of Tchum? So let's say they drive 20, 30 miles one way to take to the hospital. Are they also allowed to go back from Tchum? So there is an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which the Betzela Chachma analyzes. It says, "Kol ha-yotzim l'hatzel nefashos Yisrael." This is the next halacha. If someone goes to save a Jew from an army, Ove Kochavim, O min ha-nohar, O min ha-mapoles, you see someone drowning down there, so you run miles and miles to go save him, whatever the case is. Yesh lem apayim amu choruch, like we said, you have 2,000 amas each way. But if you're afraid to stay there, you could even go back to the place that you were coming from, even if it's outside the 2,000 amas. This is a weird concept. If you're afraid to stay there, so that sounds, well, what about that Atzal guy? He's not afraid to stay. Now, LIJ is going to get to eat all the Bikur Cholim, you know, stuff, or he's going to stay. So maybe... Okay, whatever. So you go to you happen to drive to the hospital in the middle of the city, and so you have a place to stay, and everything is fine. There's no pachad. Or do you have the same heter to go back? So the Petzela Chacham says, well, maybe he entertains. Maybe you don't have the heter because maybe it's only if you're pachad, if there's a sakana involved. But then he points out that there's an interesting lashon. It says, mefachadim lishpos. Pachad is not sakana. What is pachad? Just a fear. It's just an emotional desire, per se. Not that there's actual sakana. So from that, the Betzela Chachma says, if you have this heter to go back, it sounds like it would be permitted in any circumstance, and therefore that Tzava guy would be allowed to go back to his house, and everything would be great. But I've got 2 more minutes left. Now let's say like this. How many cloves can you wear? No? You look at me like I'm crazy. Cloves. Is that Tzava guy allowed to wear? How about, what is he allowed to have in his car when he goes to that solo trip? In other words, let's make it not that solo guy. Let's make it a husband who has to drive his wife. There's no taxi service, so for whatever reason, his wife goes into labor on Shabbos, and I don't know, he's in the middle of nowhere, there's no Catskills. There's taxis in the Catskills. Yeah, there's no Uber. By the time Uber would get to the Catskills, you would end up, your wife would give birth in your house. So there may be a heter in that situation, there probably is a heter, for you to get into the car and drive your wife herself to the doctor. Now, what are you allowed to go outside of a tchum over there? 100,000%. You're saving your baby for sure, wife, 100%. What is allowed to stay in the car? Now you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but what's the issue? We've talked about a little bit, and now we could elaborate for this last minute, is that previously we talked about that it's not only you who are not allowed to walk 2,000 amas, it's also your items. Any of your possessions are not supposed to go outside the tchum as well. Now, if you're wearing certain clothes, okay, you can't go naked outside the tchum to do atzal call, but maybe you should have to take off, you're wearing 2 layers of clothes. Maybe, if it's assuming that they won't affect the woman giving birth, you have to say, your wife says, okay, she needs to go to the bathroom for 5 minutes, you wait in the car. So what are you supposed to do in the car, you know, while you're waiting? Do you have to strip yourself and take off as much as normal? Obviously, you can't go naked, but are you mechuyev to declove or go to your car and take out all the extra items that are in your car? Let's say you know your wife's 9.5 months pregnant and it's Shabbos coming. What should you be doing 10 minutes before Shabbos? Taking out all the possessions from your car that don't belong there. Are you mechuyev to do this? Because maybe your only heter to go drive your wife is for you, but it's not for all your possessions. Your possessions have to keep this 2,000 amma restriction as well. According to many, it's the Rabbanan. So therefore, maybe your items have to. This is a question that... Assume it's nothing. Assume it's nothing to do with anything. You've got your kids' toys in the car, in the backseat, the books. Are you mechuyev to... anything that she needs, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the toys in the car or your extra keychain that you're gave, your marmakomos for the shear you were supposed to give in your pocket.
She needs the clothes, but he's going to stay there for the shower.
Anything you need... So that's a separate shaila. That's a separate shaila. All of the stuff that you need. So that's a good question. For a mitzvah's purpose, maybe that's different. But let's say anything you don't... Are you mechuyev though to clear out your car before Shabbos? So, So the food maybe you need as well also. But let's say something not in your car, but non-essential item. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, he says anything which you're wearing, you don't have to be medaktik on. In other words, you're wearing a sweater, you're wearing your favorite jersey, your LeBron James jersey that you always wear Shabbos under your clothes. You don't have to take it off. You know, you don't need it. You just wear it for good luck. Whatever it is, you don't have to take that on. You know, off. You know, to do it. You don't have to start declothing yourself. Says Minchas Yitzchak, fine. But the Minchas Yitzchak says any extra items that you don't need in the car, you would maybe have to get rid of before Shabbos. Ideally, comes along Minchas Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman and says no. This heter of pikuach nefesh, the way it works is that any time that you drive, it's as if you're not going out of the tchum. Because if you're driving, it's like suspended. The whole concept of tchum Shabbos is suspended. Like you said, drive on a Tuesday, right? Exactly. And based on that lumdis, if you got your kid's storybook in the back seat of the car, it doesn't make a difference because the car's not driving on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. That seems to be the psak. I'm sure that's the psak of Atzala. And that would be the halacha maisa. We should all be zocha. We shouldn't need ever Atzala. Should all go out of business as fast as possible. Should all never need any of these issues.